Kate Lochte has joined me now in the studio, and on the phone we have Madisonville Community College President Dr. Judy Rhodes. Thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Delighted to be with you.
I understand we're a little early for you, so thank you for being with us. And I'd like to open by sharing excitement about new programs on campus, and we want to hear about them.
We're excited about our new programs that have been approved through KCTCS and Council on Post-Secondary Education. We have a new program called Energy Management, and it's a totally online program. A person going through that program will get 8 national certifications, and they will not even be buying a textbook for that program because they'll be buying an iPad and they'll pull down apps for all the information they need. So we are advertising this on a state and national basis. That's one. Another program which has really taken off online is human services. In fact, we've had to open a lot more sections, and it's totally online. And another one deals with, it's called healthcare informatics, and it's online, and it's basically that people learn to repair and calibrate hospital equipment along with their information technology equipment, and online with coming to the college for their classes, for their labs. We also have, and we're, this is exciting, paralegal. And paralegal, we started with a certificate last semester. We've gone to a degree this semester, and enrollment has been phenomenal. And another program is funeral services, and we have not implemented that program yet, as the funeral homes of the area have to do an assessment and a report prior to that. So many, many classes are going online and lots of new programs online.
The concentration, though, is consistent with Madisonville Community College's focus on workforce development.
Yes, very much so. We are proud that we have 29 workforce programs, and in those programs you can get a certificate, you can get a 2-year degree, and you can transfer and get a 4-year degree with most all of those. And we have a high number of high-wage, high-demand jobs where we have programs for those. And also in Mike Davenport's workforce program, we will impact about 10,000 people a year that are in jobs or going into jobs. So we're excited about what's happening here.
I did not know that Madisonville Community College was the first in the Kentucky system to incorporate a workforce development office.
You know, that's really true, and it all started with Danny Kuhn working with University of Kentucky on lean manufacturing, and we became partners and have become a leader in lean manufacturing as well as other workforce programs across the state as well. Our numbers and company serves are just about the highest in the state.
The Advanced Integrated Technology Program is one that boggles my mind. I don't even comprehend the course names.
Very interesting. what we did was take 4 or 5 different areas of really of industrial maintenance, such as electronics, electricity, mechanical engineering, all the different areas, and integrate the curriculum where it was all woven together. So when the person completes that program, basically what they are doing is they are a multi-skilled technician. And enrollment has taken off this semester. I saw a report yesterday of 75 new students going into that program. People who work in industry and who are coming back to either get their degrees or to learn more. So what you do is people sign up for the program. All their classes are online. We got $1 million grant to have interactive online classes, and then they call and make appointments to come to the lab to do their skills. So it's going to change manufacturing in the whole region. We're excited about it.
As well you should be. I'm also really impressed with your college's emphasis in the mining area. I see you have a new online mining course as well.
Yes, and we have hired a new person, Bart Allen, to come in, and he's going to work with online courses in the high school in mining to create a pathway from high school to college for students to get a degree in mining. We have about probably almost $2 million in 5 DT simulators, so all equipment used in a mining operation, whether it be underground or surface, they can operate that equipment right in our lab and become proficient. So we have a very, very strong mining program, and we can all be excited that mining has increased in Western Kentucky this last year by 2.5%. Eastern Kentucky, many, many people have lost jobs, and some people are moving out of the area because mining is not working there right now. So we're excited about our mining program. Within our mining program, we also have what we call the Fire Brigade. Have you heard of that? Basically, they teach people from the mines come in from our state and other states and learn how to control and work with a fire that might occur in a mine, which will save them millions and millions of dollars. We have a live simulation where we have an underground simulation where they actually put out fires during the training.
I've seen the simulation lab with the big truck cab that you get to sit in.
Right. I've yet to operate it.
Same here.
But we couldn't get our county judge off of it. So he was so excited about it. And then we have the mine rescue. We do mine rescue for four different mines in this region, and they have won a lot of state and national awards as well. So we take great pride in our mining, and we're also, I don't know if you've noticed, we have windmills on campus.
No.
For low energy areas, that for teaching purposes, and they actually create electricity. And then we also have other energy saving type things, such as can't think of the word. But anyway, we have an energy program that goes along with our AIT program as well. So we are expanding beyond mining to look at all of energy.
That's part of the reason why the Kentucky National Energy Education Development Project visited Madisonville Community College this summer.
Right. We were pleased to have them on campus.
You are also expanding in nursing and allied health areas.
Right. We have what's called an integrated nursing program. So a person signs up for nursing and is accepted into the nursing program. So there's a perfect pathway from their first course through their master's. In other words, we do not have LPN and a RN program. We have one program. At a certain point, those in the program can take an extra course and become an LPN, or they can keep going to be an RN and then go on to Murray to get their BS and their master's. So very innovative. We've gotten a number of fabulous grants that we have outstanding equipment and are recognized nationwide. We're disappointed we didn't get a grant that we applied for, but we will keep working at it. We're going to have a simulated hospital floor.
Wow.
And we will have, which costs about $3 million. But you take all of your healthcare people on one floor, give them a problem, and then watch them solve that problem with simulated patients.
Wow.
Then you put them all together, and then you say, what did you do right? What could you have done differently? So it's more into problem solving and critical thinking instead of just learning skills.
Wow. Another news item from Madisonville Community College that caught my eye was tuition scholarships for age 65 and older folks. Yay!
Yes, we do. Any person 65 years or older can come and take a class free at Madisonville Community College. It's called Donovan Scholars. And another thing we do for our senior citizens, which I'm probably one now, but anyway, we offer AARP computer classes, and we'll have 10, 15 people at a time come, and we'll take them through a series of computer classes to learn to make birthday cards, send emails, how to use the computer effectively, and that has gone on over very well.
Now, I would like to sort of wind up with a nod to the fact that Madisonville Community College was also the first in the Kentucky system to build a multi-service fine arts center, and it looks like the Gleam of Mars Center has a really great season ahead.
We do. We do. We have about 45,000 people that will go through that center each year, and about 18 to 20,000 paid tickets. But we will have band contest, we'll have chorus contest, we have all types of arts things for the community. The public schools use it as well for the arts. So it's amazing that it's been there that long, and the contributions it's made to economic development and quality of life to our area.
I'm really impressed. You've got Gloria Gaynor, and then you've got the Time Jumpers. Wow, they are a great act. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, very much. And I also want to just mention, since we're talking about the college, just to let everyone know or remind everyone, we are in the top 10% of community colleges in the United States for student success.
Wow.
And that's based on hard data for student success. So we're really quite proud of that. Our graduation rate is the strongest in the state, and also our retention rate is second in the state for retention of students. So we really care about students here, and we want students to learn and become all they can be.
Dr. Rhodes, thank you for being with us today on Sounds Good, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's always good to talk with you. Thank you for having me on the air.